Never got out here.
All right, we're going to get started. Terry, just make the practice here. Interview folks that are applying for boards. I think most of us have had conversations with you in the past. So tell us a little bit about you, why you would like to serve on the New Alaska Sanitation District Board, and then maybe some questions.
All right. Well, I want to serve because I've had numerous people call me, and it's been a situation that's been going on several years. I used to go to a lot of meetings, and I see other people at meetings that have the same concerns. And I've got 50 probably or more phone calls, people that's tried to get me to run, you know, years before. And I never would until the situation that everybody had the problem with come out. And this was something that I went back to the board on 4 or 5 years ago and told them what was going on. And they called the police on me because they said that wasn't what was going on. Well, now that it's come out to the open, was what's going on.
Talk about the embezzlement?
Yes, that's part of it. And I've been getting phone calls from everywhere said you was right. Even had a call from the auditor at 9 o'clock at night. I talked to her a long time, and she asked me some questions and said she was finding some things that was exactly what I said that the board seems to disagree with. They say that wasn't what was happening. And she told me, she said, well, that's what I'm finding, but they're telling me that's not what happened here. And I said, well, you know, that's up to y'all, that's not up to me to figure out, but that's one of the reasons I want to get on there, to see what's really going on and be a voice for the people of the Junaluska Sanitary District instead of just because anytime you go to a meeting, you're an outcast. And if you said something they didn't want you to say, they'd ask you to leave the meeting. And it was always the same thing. It was always the, you've got a leak somewhere. Well, if you got a $300 leak, that's enough to fill 2 Olympic-sized swimming pools. That leak would show up somewhere. And when I was going to them meetings, there was numerous people showing up at them meetings saying, why have we got a $150 or $125 water bill? And we go up there and say something about it, the next week it goes normal. And they're telling us we got a leak. They're saying we got leaks and it fixes itself. Well, what got me interested in it was...
What'd you say? The leak fixes itself.
Well, that's what they're saying, because you go to a meeting and all of a sudden you want water bill to go back to normal. And that happened not only to me, but several people. Well, then they was wanting us to pay cash, because they said it's Friday, you need to pay cash. And that's the reason I went to the board and told them. I said, there's something going on here. I said, this is not right. And then, one time, I went to the meeting, and I've got some rental trailers. All right, I've got a meter on this side of the driveway, meter on this side of the driveway, and up the road, another lot I've got up there, there's some more meters up in front of it. But 2 of them run across the hill, and 2 of them run up the road, one on each side of the road. Well, every time this one would go up, this one would go up. And they said, well, you got to leak both of them. I said, okay. I said, the last time I went, I said, this is what I want to happen if y'all are willing to do it. I've got a trackhoe sitting out there, I've got a backhoe sitting out there. Nothing's been touched. Y'all have already looked and seen there's nothing been touched. Let's go out there and dig it up from the road to the house and see if it's in either one of these that I've got, either one of these rental trailers that I've got. And they didn't want to do that. They said, we changed the meters out and everything. I said, okay, if you're sure. They said, it's all straightened out now. Last bill drops $300. I told them to cut it off. I said, just cut it off. I'll dig a well. I said, these people, I told people to find them somewhere else to live and I'll dig a well. And then they moved back in. So they cut it out. Went on. I didn't think nothing about it. Heck, next month I got a water bill that said $46. And I said, what? Leaked the water bill. The meter hadn't moved. It's a $46 water bill. The meter hadn't even moved. The numbers was the same. And that girl out there kept telling me, well, you need to pay. Finally, she said, like I owe something like $1,000. And I said, wait a minute. Here's all my receipts. And that was after I told them to cut it off. It wasn't even on at this time, on that particular 2 water meters. Anyway, that's when I got interested, because every time I went to a meeting, there was different people. And 9 out of 10 of them were in trailer parks. And I kept thinking, well, that's awful weird that all these people have to move out of these trailer parks because they can't pay their water bill.
$200 or $300. Well,
they cut them off. Yeah. And then they had a guy working down there. And I had Sheriff's Park come down there. He came down there one day, and I had Sheriff's Park come down. I said, all right, I want you fellas to look. I said, Charlie, you show them which meter you're talking about. He pointed to a meter out there. I heard it stop off it, and I told the deputy, I said, come here. I'm not going to look down this hole. Tell me if there's a lock on that meter. He looked down and said, ain't no lock on the meter. I said, oh, there was one. There was one. I said, see if there's been any dirt, any mud, anything disturbed in there. I said, I don't want him looking. Are you looking there? I said, if there's been anything disturbed. He said, no, the water, the mud's over the thing. And he said, it ain't been touched. You tell it's got grass growing. I said, well, I just paid this man $25 cash for a lock because that girl and them three kids that live out there didn't have no water on Friday evening. She showed me her receipt where she paid her water bill. And I said, I'm the man that turned it back on. She didn't turn it back on. She had a receipt that says it's paid. He told me he put a lock on that right there. That girl's had that water turned off a couple of times. There's never been a lock on that. I said, I just paid this man $25 for a lock. Cash money. Wouldn't take a check. Cash money for that lock. I said, you look in there, you take a picture of it, you have anybody, well, I'll pay for it, whatever it is, you have anybody come and look at that and tell me if there's any shavings, anything, any kind of evidence whatsoever that they've been locked on that meter right there. That deputy said, well, I can't see no evidence of one being on there. Charlie, I said, oh, I put one on there. I put one on there. I said, Charlie, you didn't put one on there. You know you didn't put one on there. I said, now this is about the third time this deal with you on this stuff right here. You charge me money, cash money, and I'm tired of it. And that's the reason I want to be on this board, to see a voice for the people, because there's hundreds of them. Not 50 of them, there's hundreds of them. My ex-wife, for perfect example. And if there's anybody in the world wouldn't want to call me and tell me that, it's my ex-wife. And she called me, and she's got copies of it. Mike Underwood lays block and brick out here. His daughter is having to move. She can't pay these $200 and $300 water bills. And it's still going on to this day, or it was up until a couple weeks ago, I think. That from the water bills that I've got, and I've got plenty of them, I'll bring them to you. I've got plenty of them that people had to move from the Junior Lake Sanitary District because they couldn't pay their water bills. Most of them being like single women with kids and stuff like that live in these trailer parks and stuff like that. Now, Robin, my ex-wife, has got a house over there, and she's never had over a $50 or $60 water bill.
That's what I was going to ask you. What does it usually run for?
Well, every time I would go to the meetings, mine would go back down to $59. $55, $59. Well, then a couple months later, go to $150, $200. And every time I'd go over to pay it, she'd say, you need to pay in cash because it's Friday evening. You need to pay in cash. Now, I've got receipts out there. She thought I wasn't smart enough to keep receipts. And after talking to the auditor, which I've got to call her back because I found that I've got a bunch more stuff for her, but the auditor couldn't figure out. When that came out in the paper, the doctor called me at 9 o'clock at night, and she said, how is this already over with? I said, well, it's in the paper today, and I'll read it to you, and I got the paper ready to her. She said, I've not released the audit yet. I said, you've not released the audit yet? She said, I have not released the audit yet. It has not been released. That can't be true. I said, it's true. She paid it back. But my problem is, another problem I've got with this is I'd like to know how they made they voted on a resolution? Or what was it where they voted to let her pay it back?
They passed a resolution.
They passed a resolution to let her pay it back without the audit being back. They also passed a resolution to pay it back to the Junior Lake Sanitary Board, correct?
Yeah,
but. All right. That came from the people. That didn't come from the Junior Lake Sanitary Board, did it? How would it come from the Junior Lake Sanitary Board?
The water bills were paid.
I know.
The water's been supplied to the people.
Too. But they was paying a lot more, is what my point
well,
is.
Well, you've got to prove that. You don't have a single paper in here.
Okay, all right. But that, the auditor is going to compare them to the computer.
What's the auditor's name that's calling you?
The one out of Asheville, the lady that y'all, or not y'all, but they hired to.
I didn't hire anybody.
And I tell you, I'm not going to lie to you. I know I'm probably not going to get pointed on this, but
do you know the name of the auditor who's calling you outside of the Telling Sanitary District something?
Jim Francis is the one who told me the name. He's on the board now. And I went to Jim. At this time, Jim was not on the board. I went to Jim and told him what's going on. He said, there's nothing I can do. I'm not on the board right now. And I talked to him just here recently. He gave me the auditor's name. And I talked to the number two auditor, whatever she was. But the main auditor, the one that done the audit, is the one that called me at 9 o'clock at night.
But you don't know her name.
I know, I've got it wrote down at the house. It's the one that's over that firm that they hired. It's the main auditor, whatever her name is. But my problem is, Kirk, and I know it's going to make you mad, but I can't help it. I can't see you as a commissioner sitting here today interviewing applicants for the board, when you was working with her to work a deal to her not to go to jail.
I'll ask Chip, and if Chip doesn't think it's
well, I'm gonna tell you all the people
I
think
vote
it.
On it,
the people all think that's conflict of interest. I've had call after call after call that said, how can they do that?
If she were applying for the board, it might be a conflict, but since she's not applying for the board.
But y'all are over the board appointing people to that board. Y'all are over that board.
We're not over that board only when someone, when the this seat, someone dies. Otherwise, it's elected.
When you went.
That's what was the other question, and I don't want to.
When you went and made a deal with Rachel, did you not think that was conflict of interest?
Mm-mm.
Why wouldn't it be? How could it not be?
Why was it?
Because you're a commissioner.
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with Junaluska Sanitary District.
Am I being interviewed for Junaluska Sanitary District Board?
Only because there was a death. That's set forth in the state statute. And then the county commissioners appoint the person until the next election, regularly scheduled election. That's the only reason we're here. We don't interview, we don't appoint anybody to that board anytime unless there's been a vacancy.
But at this point, there has been a vacancy.
Yeah.
My whole point is at this point, there has been a vacancy, and y'all are the one that's appointing somebody in that position. That's I'm not saying that to be a smart aleck. I'm just saying that it's business, and it's what the community thinks. But do y'all not feel like that's a conflict? I mean, the people that's ultimately over it, it's a district. Junaluska is a district.
That, but that's not the case. He just told you the only reason that we're appointing this is because someone died. Otherwise, it is a separate entity, just like the town of Waynesville, just like the town of Camden,
exactly,
just like the
saying.
Maggie Valley Sanitary District. They're all separate entities.
The Board of Commissioners is the only entity that has the power to make this appointment.
This
so
is state
if you say we have a conflict, then I guess there'll be no appointment.
That is my whole point right here, is y'all have got the ultimate power over that.
Okay. Any questions, Kurt?
I just want to be a voice of the people that's calling me.
I got one question. It sounds like if there's been some a lot of discord in the sanitary district for some time among the people.
For a long time.
But they've elected these people, and they've elected them pretty so.
Well, let me tell you another point I've got that's one reason I want to be on. Mm-hmm. For so many years, all that's been on that board is one family. If you'll think back.
But that, I mean, again, to his point,
mm-hmm.
when you run for election, the people make the decision who serves on
yes.
the board.
So, I mean, if it's been a real mess for several years, the whole board would change, not changed.
What you got to look at right there, Michael, is that the people that this is happening to
mm-hmm.
are like single mothers and stuff like that. That don't. I'm not saying that's where the money's going. I'm not saying that I know where. I'm not saying that's where I know the money came from. But I'm saying this did happen to these people, and it's mostly poor people, and it's mostly people that can't afford to do nothing, or they don't want to get in the middle of something like this.
But you've mentioned two people's names, or basically not necessarily two people, but a particular person that was managing the place and a particular person who was managing the maintenance part. And both of those people are gone now.
Yes, and one of them just went, 2 weeks ago?
It's Charlie. He is not there anymore.
Yeah, I thought he'd been there for some time now.
No, it's just been a couple of weeks. And it's also, from what I understand this morning, I had two people call me this morning, and both of them were sort of on the inside. And they both called me this morning and said, we don't understand something. I said, well, I'm not in a position to tell you that, because I don't know. I said, I've not sat in on any meetings lately, and I don't know what's going on. But if I was to, which I know I'm not, if I was to get appointed, I will look into it. Of course, I'm going to look into it either way. But if I was to get appointed, I would look into it for you people. And it was one of them was that Charlie had told them that, all right, this is what they told me he told them, mm-hmm. that he got dismissed for hauling wood in a company truck. Mm-hmm. But now the second one called me, is a friend of his, and he said that they'd worked together for years and years, and he said, that's not what happened. I said, well, I don't know what happened. I've not talked to nobody about it. I said, I don't have a clue what happened. This is another businessman there, Clyde. And he told me this morning, he was standing there, he said, Terry, There was chainsaws, there was all kinds of equipment. It wasn't Hollywood, it was equipment. I said, I don't know nothing about that, I don't know. But he said, let me tell you what's fixing to happen. And he said, just for your information, I'm gonna tell you what's fixing to happen. They're right now trying to work it where he can retire instead of get fired. So I don't know about that. I'm not being in on none of that. I don't know how that happened or whatever. But I wanna be, if I do, was to happen to get appointed, I would like to be a voice for the people and just see that it was fired. Just see that it was fired.
Yeah.
We've got our other applicant been waiting for about 15 minutes, so let's finish up. Kevin, do you have any questions?
What do you think about expanding the water and sewer up there? Would you be for grants and trying to expand it?
Sure, if there was something that could save them money and
would you be okay with getting, with being able to expand? Because a lot of people would like to have sewer service, and I know they've worked on that as much as they can.
Well, there's a lot of people that's called me that was interested in sewer service and stuff, if they could get it to their property and stuff. I'm all for growth. I mean, anything will help them, I'm for them. I'm not against the U.S. Sanitary Board. I don't want you to think I'm against them. But I'm not against the people either.
Right.
I'm for both people. But I'm the biggest horse and hind end in this town. Because I stand up for what's right. But when people start, when I have 25, 30 people, everywhere I go knows how I am. They know I stand up for what's right. And that's when the reason they come to me. And that's the reason I said that to you about a conflict interest. There's nobody I've talked to that didn't think it was conflict. Not only legally, it might be legal. You're right. Just like another attorney told me a while back about the thing that's happened to me and this other thing. You know it's unethical. I know it's unethical. And he knows it's unethical. But that don't make it right. That don't make it right. Just because it's not against the law don't make it wrong. It can be wrong and not be against the law. But I had an attorney tell me that here a while back. Said, you know it's unethical. I know. I said, well, why are you doing it if it's that unethical? Because it's not against the law. And that's the problem I've got with everybody thinks because it's been done this way so long, that it's right.
Bill, do you have anything?
Terry, other than the billing process, what else would you work on?
Well, good customer service to the citizen, to the people, and make sure when they have an issue like this, be available where they can come talk to me about getting worked out before it gets to that point. And that was my whole point. I went to them when it started. When it started years ago. Jim Francis will tell you the same thing, and anybody else that's on that board at that time will have to tell you the same thing. I went to them and told them what was going on. They didn't believe me and told me because I called, because I said Charlie Wright was telling a lie, was going to call the law on me. And as a matter of fact, that girl did. That girl was out there listening. I kept noticing she's coming to the door listening, and everything's going on. And I thought, well, why is she doing that? And you know, it's just like somebody told me on the phone, the other evening, you know, that girl is a good girl. I don't have no doubt about that. And I don't have no doubt about Bobby Rogers coming to tell what a good girl or Neil Carter coming to tell what a good girl is. She still stole that money. That don't make it right. She still, if she'll steal today, she'll steal tomorrow. That don't make it right because she goes to church. Everybody ought to go to church. But that don't make it a license to steal. Goodness.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you. I don't mean to cut you short, but we waited for a while and not-